At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, Cassandra, thanks for calling in. So what do you think? Have you ever dealt with an overbearing relative or an overbearing in-law?
I'm dealing with it at the moment. My husband's mom is extremely controlling. She's disrespectful to the point that she literally told me, she lives out of the country, so she comes to visit.
Well, thank goodness.
She literally told me the last time she was here, you don't take care of him because when she's here, I'm not able to do anything. She cooks, she cleans, she does it all.
She's taking care of her baby boy is what she's doing there.
Right, exactly. But, like, he won't. She cussed me out for having ABR. Now, mind you, I am way over 21, but she literally cussed me out for an hour for having a beer.
Okay, so Cassandra, what do you think is the deep issue going on here? Is it that no one's good enough for her son?
I think so, because he's had past relationships, and she's always found a fault in them, and then it ended the relationship.
How is your man responding to this, though? What does he say about it? And have you ever thought of leaving him because of it? Has it gotten that bad?
Yes, actually, this last time, because she comes for a month and a half at a time.
Oh, does she stay at your house? Does she stay with you?
Yes.
Nope. No, don't allow that.
Like I said, she lives out of the country, so...
Yeah, she's got to pay for a hotel for a month, so I see what you're doing.
No, if you give her a hotel and that's too expensive, guess what? Maybe she only stays for a week then.
She wants to stay for a month. Yeah. She's from out of the country.
Okay, you're staying in the hotel then.
Right? So, like, the first time she came, everything was good. We got along great. The second time around, it was just a month of disrespect. And then I finally put my foot down and I said something to her, and then I was the bad guy. And he sits there and he just shakes his head. He rolls his eyes because he knows how his mom is.
Okay, then wait. Then that's, I will say though, at least you have that. At least you know that he knows that she's bizarre and it's not necessarily his fault and he shouldn't be punished that she is overbearing. I mean, at least he's plugged into that. You need to do something called in-law bingo, Cassandra. We've talked about it on the show here before. In-law bingo is a blast because you're rooting for the chaos. You set up a bingo card, and maybe you and your man can go in on it too. All the crazy, give me one crazy thing that she'll say. What, she comments on you drinking. That's one of them.
Yes.
Okay, that's a square. You could also have in there whatever other quirks and things that she says and does.
She butts in the way and says, I'm making dinner this time.
Yes, she comments on what you're wearing, whatever it is. Again,
noise you're making.
You're rooting for the chaos, and when you get bingo, and it sounds like you're probably going to get bingo pretty quick, you can treat yourself. You've earned a spa day.
Yeah.
You've earned a mani-pedi. You've earned a shopping spree.
Cassandra, when is the next visit for your mother-in-law?
Unfortunately, in December.
Okay, you're going to have to stay in touch with us and let us know how things go.
In-law bingo.
Yes, you've got some time to kind of prepare yourself for the visit and say, this is what I'm going to try and do. Maybe our mixed family can help you out too. Who knows? And then in December, you can try this. And then you call us and let us know how things are going.
And it could be even more fun if your man was in on it too. If he had his own bingo card and then maybe he wins a shopping spree or he wins something. I'm telling you, it makes it less chaotic when you know there's a prize at the end. And then it's almost like a joke that you're in on and can alleviate some of the anger and frustration you're feeling.
That's true. That sounds like a good idea because, like I said, this last time I almost left him. I told him I can't handle a mama's boy. I didn't sign up for marrying a little boy. I needed somebody that was going to stand up to his mom because
You're not wrong about that. The fact that, like, you need to have a partner. You don't have to agree on everything, but front-facing, a lot of times you do need to have each other's back.
A man leaves his family, they join and become one. Not, well, the mom's here too. No.
And I'd be curious to talk to other people that have been involved with mama's boys. Did they get married and regret that? Was that a problem? Do they look back on it now and think the signs were all there?
Did they finally wake up and realize, I can't be mama's boy all the time. I got to break away here.
And see, because she lives out of the country, I didn't realize that he was such a mama's boy.
Oh.
And he was so controlling. And, you know, I sat there and I thought about it and I was like, he's not the baby of the family. So he's not the youngest boy. So it's not that. Because of their culture, it's kind of like the youngest boy gets all the attention. It's not that because he has three other siblings and his sister's the youngest. So it's not that. And she's not like this with the rest of them. I told him straight out, she needs to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Said, you're a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Cassandra. You got it, Cassandra. You're all over it now.
That
Come
could
on.
Be another square on your bingo card.
Right.
Cut the umbilical cord.
How many
comment.
Times do I need to say this?
Stand your ground. You need to really have some deep talks with your man before you take things one step further. I mean, we're making jokes about it, but yeah, you've got to look at what this life is going to be like for you down the road. Should you have children? Would she ever move here and move out of the country that she's from? Oh my gosh.
No, but we're planning on moving to the country that he's from.
What country is it?
She's Mexico.
Okay.
And she's talking about moving in with us. I said,
no.
I said, if we move to Mexico, like we had planned, she will not be moving in with us.
Right.
I said, I cannot do it. She's disrespectful to me. I will not do it in my own household. I refuse to feel like I'm able to be in my own house.
Good. Good for you. Okay. That's a good step. Now you got to let us know how this December visit
goes.
Yeah.
You got to follow up with us. Okay, Cassandra?
5 minutes or 5 months.
Mostly because, you know, I didn't know that my husband stood up for me. And after the fact, he told me, he's like, look, I had a very long conversation with her and I told her point blank.
All right. So there's hope.
Well, let's see how it goes in
there's
December.
Hope.
Let's go.
We've told you about in-law bingo. We hope to
there
hear some good news coming up here in December. And thanks for calling and opening up. And other people, I'm sure, have been through this.
Yeah, Cassandra, good luck.
I hope the caller gets some good advice.
Yeah, you really laid it on for this caller, for this texter. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And there's always hotels.